Hello friends, welcome to this episode. Okay, I was listening to AJ Hook's podcast, episode number 824, Powerful Speaking, Body Language and Voice, Charisma on Command, chapters 9 and 10. Yeah, I was listening to this episode, 824, and it was about 1 hour and 40 minutes, and I just listened to it for 1 hour and 5 minutes, and I learned some good points about public speaking and something like that. You know, I'm nuts about it. I'm crazy about public speaking. Yeah. I learned some good tips, and I want to share them with you right now. Okay, so let's get the ball rolling. Powerful speaking, body language, and voice. Okay, in this episode, AJ Hook was talking about this book, Charisma on Command, chapters 9 and 10. Of course, he has talked about this book, some chapters of this book, and when I have listened to those episodes, I wanna share the summary of them with you. Yeah, in this episode, AJ Hook considered the chapters 9 and 10 that was about public speaking. I wrote down some points. The first point is your body affects your emotions. thanks to this reason, some people say, like AJ Hook, keep your shoulders back and keep your chin up and don't look down. Okay, this is a thing that everyone or most people say, that your body affects your emotions, okay? And keep your shoulders back and keep your chin up and don't look down. This is what AJ Hook says every time or always, yeah. The next point is open your hands and arms. He said, when you open your hands and your arms, you become more energetic. For example, assume you want to fly, okay? You should open your hands and like this situation, you should open your hands and arms. The next point is cut the filler words like okay, we should cut the filler words like or you know, like, and substitute them with silence. You know, in my opinion, this is so hard, of course, for me. Right now I did this, but this is a bit hard, but it affects our speaking so much, and yeah, I should cut the filler words, and this is hard, you know. This is hard, my goodness sake. This is hard. The next point, let's move on. The next point is speak with a loud voice. Speak with a loud voice. This also affects our emotions. You know, our body gesture affects our emotions, and also our voice affects our emotions, okay? So due to this reason, we say speak with a loud voice. Speak confidently, okay? Speak powerfully, as AJ Hook says. Yeah, speak with a loud voice. The next point is when you are nervous or excited, your voice will go higher. So lower your voice. In this part, Ejehook was imitating someone that wanted to lower his voice, and Ejehook imitated him.
I'm Ejehook, and I'm gonna talk about this issue.
And I laughed at it so much, and this is so great. This is so fantastic. And yeah, the point is, when you are nervous or excited, your voice will go higher. So lower your voice. Speak with what? With my goodness sake. with that. Okay. Speak. I remembered it. Speak with a normal voice. Yeah, speak with a normal voice. I forgot this word. A normal. Yeah, speak with a normal voice. And maybe you have seen this. For example, a father or mother calls his or her children or child, and then the child answers like this. Yes, okay, with the nervous. And when I myself have experienced it, that when I when my parents call me in this way, and because of no reason I get stressed and answer this way with a higher voice and with the nervous, they talk to me and they talk to me very I don't know, very badly. Something like, for example, maybe I have done something bad and so on. Okay. So remember this, and that when you are nervous or excited, your voice will go higher. So lower your voice. Yeah. And the final point is, speaking aloud increases your confidence. Ejehook is my pattern in this case, that when I speak aloud or with a high speak aloud, yeah. When I speak aloud, I get more confidence, okay? So, the key is, speaking aloud increases your confidence. It gives you much confidence, or more confidence, I don't know, something like that. Yeah, much confidence. And yeah, that's it. Public speaking. Oh my goodness sake, I talked for 8 minutes. I can't believe it. Yeah, that's it. Powerful speaking. And so let's review the points. Your body affects your emotions. Keep your shoulders back and keep your chin up and don't look down. Open your hands and arms as if you want to fly. Cut the filler words like, I have done it so many times in this episode, unfortunately, and substitute them with silence. Speak with a loud voice. When you are nervous or excited, your voice will go higher, so lower down your voice. And the final point is, speaking aloud increases your confidence. Yeah, that's it. That's it about public speaking or speech. And I hope this episode is useful for you. I'm trying to cut the filler words, and this is hard. This is very hard. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks a lot, and goodbye for now.